Burnett Brother, Battle Creek, Michigan, January 15, 1890. Dear Brother Burnett, I have written a letter to Brother George Hutchings, which I wish you to read. I learned that you have sold your place which you owned when we visited you. Could you not purchase this last 20 which I bought, which I know is desirable, and would keep if I could do so with any hope of making my home in the valley? But the wants of the cause are such that I need every dollar that I have invested in the land to accommodate Brother Joe Hutchings. I want to sell all, either together or separate. Cannot you buy this land, or sell it for me that I may have the money which I so much need? I think Burrow Valley a beautiful place and a healthful place, and I would desire no better climate than Burrow Valley. But my work makes it necessary for me to locate near our publishing houses. I invested my means in the land in the valley to help your brother, that he should not lose all his property. I have felt a deep interest in your brother's family, and do still, but I am sorry that they left the valley, for I am sure in my mind that the valley will be a choice place for a health resort for those who have lung difficulties. I am much pleased with the little valley, and hope that unbelievers will not find a foothold there so as to control the school and other matters. Will you, my brother, look to my interest and help me out in this my necessity? I thought you might want that 20 acres. Will you write to me as soon as possible? The letter with this, addressed to Brother George Hutchings, will show you just how I regard these matters. I have felt much burden because our brethren engage in this speculation. It has ruined souls, and I fear many will place themselves in spiritual blindness and will not discern the preparation essential for this time that they may stand the perils of the last days. We are nearing the end. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ and receive as our works shall be, whether they be good or whether they be evil. May the Lord help us to be living channels of light, is my prayer.